Sita is the Ladini Shakti of the Supreme Absolute Truth. She is the feminine aspect of God. She is within this world, in the spiritual world, she's Ram's eternal constant, and in this world. But when that same energy, that same personality of Sita comes into the realm of material existence, she becomes Bhumi, or Mother Earth. Mother Earth, Bhumi, or Sita, is Ram's consort. Ravana, he was an intellectual, he was a scholar of the Vedas, he was extremely powerful, extremely influential, but he had one problem. He was seeing in terms of I and mine. He wasn't seeing in terms of I'm God's servant, and everything is God's property. And he kidnapped Sita to exploit her for his own selfish purposes. Now, Sita was born out of Mother Earth because she actually is the goddess of Mother Earth. And then we have Hanuman. Hanuman was also a Vedic scholar. Hanuman was also very influential and very powerful. Ravana and Hanuman had so many, on an external level, they had so many similarities. But there was a difference. Hanuman dedicated himself to bring Sita back to Ram, and Ravana dedicated himself to take Sita away from Ram. And there was a whole battle over this difference of opinion, or this different world outlook. Well, everything in this material world, the whole ecology environment of this world, is Sita's energy. This is the bhakti conception. And every living being in this world is one of Sita and Ram's children. So therefore, from this perspective, to honor the environment, the ecology, and to make the world actually a better place is not just a mundane conception. It's not just, let's make the better place for our children and grandchildren to live. That's an ethical perspective, but from a spiritual perspective, it is our sacred duty to God to honor and respect everything in this world as His sacred property and to use it in a spirit of service.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.